This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, 6:45, quarter till 7. The big, beautiful spending bill is making its way through D.C. I mentioned earlier that some of the provisions would be to eliminate tips on taxes on tips and overtime. That's going to be made up somewhere unless they cut it with spending and where they're going to cut spending. And you can say what you want, but it's you can either look at it as welfare or federal aid or a tax cut, however you want to look at it. It's people that are being allowed to work without paying taxes on the income that they make, which, hey, I'd like that too. If for whatever reason the powers that be would be courting my vote and they'd want to give me a tax break, I'm all for it. Problem is that money's got to be made up somewhere. Jan Mueller joins us now, executive director of Invest Louisiana, talk about what that could mean in terms of Louisiana and cuts to SNAP and so forth and Medicaid, and that money's got to be made up somewhere is the point I'm making. How you doing, Jan?
Great. Thanks for having me on, Tommy.
Tell me what where Medicaid and SNAP stands in Louisiana if this bill goes through like it is.
Well, it's a great question, and we can't answer that quite yet because, first of all, this bill has a long way to go. It got out of two committees now in the House. It has to go through the rest of the House, and then it has to go through the Senate. But we do know that the budget resolution, which is kind of the governing document that governs what's supposed to be in the budget, calls for $880 billion in cuts to Medicaid over the next decade. And if that happens, and right now I think the bill as it stands today, it's got about $660 billion in cuts to Medicaid. That's going to hit every state, but it's going to hit Louisiana especially hard because Louisiana has a lot of people in Medicaid. Nationally, it's about 1 in 5 people get their care through Medicaid. In Louisiana, it's about 1 in 3. And Medicaid, unlike Medicare and a lot of programs, is a cost share between the state and the federal government. In Louisiana, the state puts up about 30 cents for every dollar of Medicaid that we get. So if these cuts come in, as they probably will in some shape or form, we don't know what shape or form it's going to be, Louisiana is going to have two choices, and they're both bad. They're either going to have to make up the money at the state level from the federal cut, which means raising taxes at the state level to keep Medicaid services going, or the more likely scenario is they're going to have to cut Medicaid. And there's only three ways you can do that. You can either cut who is eligible, so people would just lose their health coverage. You could cut the kind of services you offer, so people might not get pharma coverage, or there might be just things that Medicaid covers that they won't get, or you reduce the reimbursement rates that you pay to doctors and hospitals and clinics who see Medicaid patients. And that's almost impossible to do because Medicaid already pays very low rates compared to private insurance and other payers.
So let's say, you know what, fine, good. Let's cut Medicaid and we're going to, the state doesn't have the money to make it up. So you know what, we're going to cut who's eligible. We're going to cut the kind of services that we have. We're going to reduce the reimbursements, by God, because we're serious about cutting spending. What happens then?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, I'll tell you what's not going to happen, which is that people aren't going to stop getting sick. People aren't going to stop needing health care. So you're actually probably going to you're not going to reduce illness. What you're going to do is you're going to have patients still show up at the hospital, only this time they're not going to have insurance. So if they get treated, you know, the hospital still has to treat them. The hospital has to eat that cost. What we've seen in other states is that it ends up hurting, you know, the people who get the money in Medicaid is healthcare providers. So that's going to be who gets hurt the most. You'd probably end up seeing hospitals close, especially in rural areas. But you're also going to see patients who right now maybe need some medication to be able to go to work. You know, Robert F. Kennedy, the healthcare secretary, talks a lot about chronic disease. The way we manage chronic disease is through medicine. So asthma medication, heart medication, insulin to control diabetes. A lot of these things cost money. And if you're on Medicaid right now, you're getting it through that program. A lot of people aren't going to be able to afford to keep the medicines that allow them to go to work and stay in the workplace. So I think what you're going to end up seeing is a population that is sicker and poorer, and you're going to see the healthcare industry, hospitals, doctors, pharmacies, start to struggle financially.
You can't make a case that Louisiana is one of the poorest states in the country, and that's why we need to improve education, and that's why we need to make it a more business-friendly environment, and then say that you're going to cut Medicaid because people don't deserve to be on Medicaid. Those arguments kind of cancel themselves out, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I mean, this is and one thing, you know, if you go to a if you can only get on Medicaid if you are really poor. This is not a middle class program. Most of the people on there are kids from poor families. If you take that health care coverage away from people and they still go to the doctor, what happens is they end up with a bill that they can't pay. So the hospital has to eat that cost. The person who went to the doctor because maybe they broke their leg or they got the flu, they have a bill. Now their credit rating is hurt. Now they're going to have trouble every time if they want to go buy a car or if they need to take out a loan. So it's a spiraling effect. It really does not make economic sense to take health care away from people who have no other way to afford that health care except through Medicaid.
Let me just, I'm a bottom line kind of guy here. What we're talking about is we're talking about going full on Scrooge with, if they would rather die, they had better do it and decrease the surplus population. Ultimately, that's what you're saying, right? I mean, honestly, if that's what, I'm just trying to get people to admit what they think. That's all. If that's what you're saying, that you don't want people to be able to go to the emergency room and get care, because if they do, it's going to be passed on to you, and you don't want to give them Medicaid. And if you don't give them Medicaid, they're going to go to the emergency room, and it's going to be passed on to you. So if you're saying the emergency room shouldn't have to take care of poor people, you're saying let the surplus population die is what you're saying, and you're going full-on Scrooge. We'll take a break, pick it up here, we'll come back. I'm a bottom-line kind of guy. That's what you're saying. 652, 8 till 8, 8 till 7, rather, traffic now, WWL. 6:58, 90 seconds left with Jan Moeller, Executive Director of Invest in Louisiana. Steve Scalise on Medicaid. If someone is able-bodied and they can go get a job and they're living in their mom's basement playing video games, I'm sorry, you got to go get a job. This program was designed for the truly needy. I truly agree with what Steve Scalise is saying. However, do the numbers bear that out?
Look, the vast majority of people on Medicaid are working, or they're in a family that works, or if they're not working, it's because they have a disability or they're in school or they're getting job training. What work requirements do, and this has been proven out in other states, is it creates paperwork requirement, and a lot of people who are eligible end up losing their coverage just because they don't fill out the form or they don't fill out the letter. So work requirements, which is probably going to be part of this bill, is a way to drop people from the rolls, most of whom are eligible. And anybody, even if you've made some bad choices in life, I think should be able to go see a doctor when they need to if they have very low incomes.
All right, thank you, Jan. Appreciate your time. We'll take a break, come back, lighten up a little bit, talk about sunscreen and protecting your skin from cancer on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.